And welcome back to the show. We find ourselves at the halfway mark, 30 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes towards 7 o'clock. I'm your host, Matt McRae, and welcome to the show. As we jump into the third segment of the show, we go to Major League Baseball. Announced Monday afternoon, Rob Manfred says, and I quote, "I am not confident of a 2020 season." Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred tells ESPN's Mike Greenberg that he no longer is sure a 2020 baseball season will happen and is not confident. Manfred told Greenberg during ESPN's The Return to Sports special, "I think there's a real risk, and as long as there's no dialogue, the risk is going to continue," Manfred said. But not only Major League Baseball of today, but in this new sports doc era, I've talked to you about B. Water, the ESPN 30 for 30, the Lance Armstrong, the Ric Flair. There's a new one, folks, a 30 for 30 that I watched. And boy, I don't know if it's the COVID-19 lockdown speaking, but nostalgia was as high as ever. It's titled Long Gone Summer. You can find it on tsn.ca. They've got an ESPN 30 for 30 section where you can see the Bruce Lee, you can see B. Water, you can see Lance Part 1 and Part 2. And here you can check out Long Gone Summer. Here's how it's described. "It was one of the most memorable and significant seasons in the history of baseball. In the summer of 1998, the St. Louis Cardinals' Mark McGwire and the Chicago Cubs' Sammy Sosa embarked on a chase of one of the game's most hallowed records, igniting the passion and imagination of fans and non-fans everywhere. The drama, excitement, and results would be remembered for generations. If we only knew then just how complex our feelings about it would all eventually become." Dun dun dun. They don't talk about steroids nearly as much as they should. But here's what I took away from this. When McGwire set the record by hitting his 70th home run, they were playing the Expos. And boy, it got the emotions really stirred up seeing those old Expos uniforms and seeing them, you know, quite familiar, seeing them give up home runs. But I forgot that it was the Expos that gave up legendary home runs 68-69 in that final weekend, and 70, of course. But seeing those Expos uniforms in 1998, wow. I mean, from the Last Dance Michael Jordan documentary and now this one, I would recommend it. You see what Sammy Sosa looks like today. Wow, he's gotten some work done. Needless to say, and you get very candid Mark McGwire speaking about steroids. Again, it comes in far later than it should in this documentary, but again, it is similar to the Lance Armstrong documentary. It is really, it pulls no punches, holds nothing back, and we really get a behind-the-scenes look at seeing how McGwire handled the fame, how Sosa handled the fame. They talk a little bit about Ken Griffey Jr., but they have some great interviews with Bob Costas and some former managers. They talk about Harry Carey and Chicago. Boy, has Chicago been getting some love with the Last Dance Chicago Bulls documentary and then the ESPN 30 for 30. But I digress. We will keep this show rolling. That is to be checked out. That is Long Gone Summer, to be found on tsn.ca/doc collection/ESPN 30 for 30. We are going to keep this show going musically. We are going to have Why Can't We Be Friends by War. You've tuned into 88.9 CJMQ. I'm your host, Matt McRae, and this is The Show. We'll be right back.
Perhaps I don't speak right.
All right.
But yet I know what I'm talking about.
I can be depressed. I can be depressed. I can be depressed. I can be depressed.
I know you're waking for the CIA. They wouldn't have you in the mafia.
Show that is Why Can't We Be Friends. That is from the band War. It's a little bit more poignant than ever. Welcome back to 88.9 CJMQ. I'm your host Matt McRae. Well, today's Tuesday, and Paul Wilson confirmed that Canadian players will be given their COVID-19 tests Monday at Brossard, so yesterday, and will be getting on the ice Tuesday. The reason it's taken so long is that the ice was gone because the staff at the facility had been laid off. Well, once they announced training camp was to open again, people were sent scrambling, and Brossard finally has ice back here on Tuesday. Four players are expected to be at the facility this week. That's Paul Byron, Jonathan Drouin, Charles Hudon, and Michael McNiven. There are also two other NHL players who'd like to train at the Habs rink on Friday. Former Habs defenseman Marco Scandella, good NDG boy, Montreal native, also Sherbrooke native, and St. Louis Blues teammate David Perron said they want to get on the ice. Perron must be here in Sherbrooke around. So look for the ice to be ready to go today, this afternoon, at the Brossard practice facility. Whoever was laid off, maybe they got back to work, as four Montreal Canadiens are set to join the group in action. Montreal captain Shea Weber also confirmed he will be training in an off-ice facility in BC with a group of NHLers that he lives with there. So look for the Habs to get back on the ice in order to start preparations to jump back into play as they get set to play the Montreal Canadiens versus the Pittsburgh Penguins. Other news, the Montreal Canadiens mascot Youppi is now a member of the Mascot Hall of Fame, as well as Montreal boxer Kim Clavel to receive the Pat Tillman Award at ESPYs. ESPN confirmed that Kim personifies the spirit of service, duty, and selflessness that Pat embodied. Tillman's widow Marie said in a statement earlier on Monday. Herb Zerkowski confirmed from the MontrealGazette.com. We go now to other headlines around the world. Again, our top story report: MLB commissioner not confident there will be a 2020 season. Manfred says communication between the owners and the players have broken down completely. In other news, the WNBA announces plan to play abbreviated 22-game season in late July. The AHL forms a return to play task force to prepare a 2021 season. The Las Vegas Golden Knights forward Ryan Reeves agrees to a 2-year contract extension. And from the Bundesliga, unless you've been under a rock, you've heard of Canadian sensation Alphonso Davies. Well, Canadian Alphonso Davies was just voted Byron Player of the Month for May in the Bundesliga. How talented is he? You need to tune in to find out. This is from Sportsnet.ca. From Munich, Canadian international Alphonso Davies has been voted Bayern Munich's player for the month of May. The 19-year-old fullback got 37% of the fan vote, just ahead of Josh Kimmich's 30%, Thomas Mueller's 14%, David Pavard's 6%, and Leo Gratzka's 5%. The award comes 3 days after Davies won the Bundesliga Rookie Award for the month of May, beating out Borussia Mönchengladbach forward Marcus Thuram and RB's Leipzig midfielder Christopher Nkunku. Byron, 23-4-4, defeated Borussia Mönchengladbach 2-1 on Saturday to move within a victory of the record-extending 8th consecutive title. And again, a lot of people sending out a lot of love for the number 5 overall pick by the Toronto Blue Jays, Austin Martin. They say the sky is the limit. they say he may be the core rookie that is going to set things in motion. I think they need more pitching arms. I mean, their bats are fine. They've always been good behind the plate. They've always lacked pitching, and that's still going to be one of their needs. So again, look for the Blue Jays to need to add pitching, but who says? Top story, MLB commissioner not confident there will be a 2020 season. So I am going to send you out some love. We are going to go to the very lovely Adele. Fun fact, she's been in Dunham, Quebec, shooting a video before. Yes, that is correct. So again, Alphonso Davies voted the Byron Player of the Month of May from the Bundesliga. That's just so fun to say. NHL and NBA enter into phase 2 to phase 3. Still in discussions. Hub City still up for debate. The border still not open. Trump is criticizing soccer. Not going to watch any soccer if they kneel, or football. Goodell's finally putting his nose into the grindstone. Popovich is calling out Goodell for Trump. God, 2020's a mess. It's really hard to do a sports show in 2020, but you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm your host, Matt McRae. I am skating from right to left on your radio dial. Thank you for joining us again here at CJMQ for another Tuesday evening show. I'm here every Tuesday from 6 to 7 and again on Wednesday for a brand new show from 11 to noon. Check us out online at cjmq.ca. You can listen live, see the top tracks of the week. There's some news to check out. You can make a donation. If that floats your boat, you can advertise with us. Just check out our website. It is a very good website. So again, have yourselves a lovely Tuesday evening. I'm going to throw you to the very lovely Adele, who's going to play us home, and maybe we're even going to talk a little bit of softball with Homer Simpson, Daryl, and the Straw. Talking Homer, Ozzie and the Straw, we'll be back.
This was all you, none of it me. You put your hands on my body and told me, you told me you were ready for the big one, for the big jump. I'd be your last love, everlasting, you and me. That was what you told me. I'm giving you up, I'm forgiving it all. You set me free.
softball. From Maine to San Diego, talking softball. Mattingly and Canseco, Ken Griffey's grotesquely swollen jaw. Steve Sachs and his running with the law. We're talking Homer, Ozzy and the Straw. We're talking softball. From Maine to San Diego, talking softball. Mattingly and Canseco, Ken Griffey's grotesquely swollen jaw. Steve Sachs and his running with the law. We're talking Homer, Ozzy and the Straw.
And welcome back to the show. It is a sizzling fourth segment that I like to call Talking Softball. So with all the crazy COVID-19 rules and regulations going on out there, I've got a very special treat for you. I found the 22-page document released on June the 5th by our sports and leisure governing body in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic. They prepared this guide in order to help everybody. So we're in phase two. So sports are able to return, or were able to return as of the 8th of June, in practice mode only. Activities who try to have any type of match or games versus each other are not permitted. It is very important to respect all of the rules and regulations, the physical distance of 2 meters amongst players and coaches that are outlined in the guideline. So we know we hear all these buzzwords in sports that the NHL was in phase one to phase two to phase three to phase four. Well, actually, in this document, it breaks it down for us. So I'm going to break it down. I'm just going to break it down briefly. So phase one is development of the game and the rules in an exterior form. Outside development, rules and regulations of how to proceed. Phase two is practice and formation of groups, so getting the teams back together and the training of those teams. Phase three is practices amongst teams and practice games in a league or local region. So locally and regionally, maybe starting practices, full gear practices, maybe 5-on-5. Phase four is regular season locally, regionally, and interior of the region. Phase five are tournaments, circuits, and qualification championships of all sorts. Again, it's a five-phase plan when you're talking phase one, phase two, phase three, phase four. There's also a breakdown of everything that's in there, all Q&A, certain situations for different phases and different groups. But there is my treat to you, just a brief outline of what they're talking about when we're talking about phase one. So phase one is just developing a plan to getting the game back up in order. Phase two is practicing and getting the teams reformed. Phase three is more practicing, perhaps in larger groups and associations in a local and regional sense. Phase four is perhaps a local, regional, regular season and interior regional games. And then phase five are tournaments, circuits, qualifications, and championships, amongst other things. So, hey, the more you know, right? You're welcome. So as we move from phase one to two to three to four, we're moving ourselves into phase five on this Tuesday evening in the Eastern Townships. You've been a wonderful listener. This is your home for sports talk in the Eastern Townships. Again, big congratulations to the virtual Gator Classic taking place June 12th, to all the donors, all the athletes, the student athletes that chimed in with their videos, all the people that participated in different golf rounds using the hashtag at Gator Nation or hashtag at BU. You can check them out at gators.ca. You can check us out at cjmq.ca. We got all kinds of great content for you there. And enough of me blathering on. I will see you guys tomorrow from 11 to noon. I've been your host, Matt McRae. You've been a wonderful studio audience. We'll see you again tomorrow. Have yourselves a lovely evening. With that, I'll leave you a little bit more Darius Rucker as we head out into the evening. Enjoy your night. We'll see you folks tomorrow.
Up again this morning, and when you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee, And like us, I poured it down the drain. Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my bad comeback song. I know I said I wouldn't miss you, but now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel-good side of leaving, and I'm the backside of a mule. And I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. So this is my so sad comeback song. And now I'm laying down without you in this king-size empty bed, and I wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead. Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. Baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my get back comeback. Hey, I didn't know
I was in Sherbrooke now.
They get it into Thornhill.
Get the shot up.
They get it to Engjoff.
This is the play you've been drilling in all those times in practice.
Thornhill over to Engjoff. Damos Den. Just throws it off for the championship. Yeah! 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 Teammates mob the court! Yeah.
That nobody believed in, bro. That's a fact. We are the team that pulled you over ranked last. They didn't respect us. There's 27 teams in this country, and we were ranked last. Tells everybody on every play, go with your pet. Because today we come in hard. We shouldn't be thankful to be here. We shouldn't be thankful that we're here. We shouldn't be on bended knee.
Hey, yo, they're sleeping on us. Quiet down, they're still sleeping on us. Hey, how we doing, baby?
Gators!
Do what's up, we'll do what you want!